martial music came on. The host stood up.
My lords, this final stage of the conference has been called by the emissary of Earth. I present Sir Robert.
It did not start well. There was a buzz among the lords. They looked askance toward Voraz. Wasn't this supposed to be an auction? What was the Earth emissary doing talking to them? Sir Robert, in his regimentals, took the center of the platform. The mine spotlight came on.
My lords,
he said in a heavy, sonorous voice.
We have something else to discuss besides auctions.
You mean?
Called Faljapan.
That we have been delayed here for days for nothing?
Our food and atmosphere supply is running out,
shouted Lord Dom.
And we are long overdue. Is all this just a waste of time?
They were turning ugly. Voraz was signifying nothing, just sitting there, expressionless. He had a very poor opinion of this whole action.
My lords,
said Sir Robert, loud enough to be heard across a battlefield.
Of recent times, there has been talk among you of a reward.
They quieted instantly. A reward was something to engage one's attention.
Two sums of money, each amounting to 100 million credits, have been put out to encourage a certain search. It was,
he shouted,
to find the one.
The lords went very alert.
There is the one!
And his hand shot out, pointing at Johnny. The mine spotlight shifted to Johnny, and his buttons and helmet flashed fire. It was dramatic. A sudden intake of breath from the lords. It was not exactly as Johnny had planned it. Sir Robert had let his own feelings change it. Still, it was very effective. Sir Robert resumed in a strong, triumphant voice.
With the help of a few Scots, he put a total end to the most powerful empire in 16 universes. That man,
cried Sir Robert,
put a finish on an empire that had crushed and awed you all. Among you, you have 5,000 planets. He put an end to an empire of over 1,000,000 planets.
The delegates sat very still. They were afraid of what might be coming, but they were impressed.
Now, do you want to see what he did that ended Cyclo forever?
There was no wait for an answer. 4 Russians and Colonel Ivan raced into the room with the minecart that carried the atmosphere projector. They put it smartly in place, and then drew back to the wall and stood there at attention.